Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. We know that Christ died, rose, and ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us. But he is also present in the Church in different ways. He is present in his word, in prayer, in the poor, in the sick, in the sacraments, but above all, under the sacramental species of bread and wine, which contain the body and blood of Jesus Christ, his body and blood, as the faith teaches us. This mystery, being the fruit of our Lord's love for us, is better understood with the heart than with the head. Whereas for men it is impossible to remain in two places at the same time, Christ had to return to the Father, and as God he could do it. Our Lord remained truly present with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Eucharist contains the real body of Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. This is the truth that Christians have believed from the beginning. The same Christ is present in the Eucharist. Although the faith of the Church has always been the same, the doctrine has evolved, and the Council of Trent made it clear that the Eucharist contains really, truly, and substantially the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, along with his soul and divinity, the whole Christ. This is known as the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. It is real, not exclusively as if the other ways of being present were not real, but because of its excellence, because it is substantial, and because Christ, God and man, is totally present, as Pope Paul I explained. That lamp that burns day and night near the tabernacle reminds us that Jesus is really present there. Transubstantiation. Faced with the supernatural reality of the Eucharistic mystery, the real presence of Christ under the veils of bread and wine, the following question is unavoidable. What has happened? Because what was bread and wine, when the priest says, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," becomes the body and blood of Christ. This is what the faith teaches us, and God's word cannot fail. The divine power conferred on the priest has produced a change, a conversion. It is a conversion of substances, not of accidents. The external appearances have not changed. What was the substance of bread has changed into the substance of Christ, the body of Christ. This marvelous and unique conversion is known as transubstantiation. It is an exceptional mystery that human reason is unable to understand, but which God performs through his minister, the priest. Jesus Christ is really present in the consecrated host and in each of its parts. When the priest consecrates many hosts, we believe that Jesus Christ is present in each and every one of them. We also believe that, if a host is divided into several parts, Christ is wholly present in each of them. That is why the priest carefully collects the particles of the consecrated hosts, even if they are very small, as the Roman Missal indicates. Our Lord remained because of love, and with love we have to treat him. Christians should manifest faith and love for the Eucharist. Believing these truths has moved the Church to worship the Blessed Sacrament. Christians have always practiced this worship with different Eucharistic devotions. Holy Thursday, to celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, especially the sacrifice of the Mass. The Feast of Corpus Christi, to celebrate the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, which is solemnly carried in procession through the city streets. Exposition and benediction with the Blessed Sacrament, spending time with our Lord sacramentally present in intimate adoration and sincere thanksgiving, and many prayers that nourish Eucharistic piety, spiritual communions, adoro te devote, prayers before and after communion, etc. Guided by faith, it is a noble human gesture to offer to our Lord in the tabernacle that which is best, a rich tabernacle, good care of the sacred vessels, periodical cleaning of the tabernacle, and so on. Best of all, we should show respect and adoration by way of genuflection, frequent visits to the Blessed Sacrament, at least with our thoughts and will, renewing our faith when passing by a church, and so on. Resolutions for Christian Life. Try to visit our Lord in the tabernacle every day. When entering a church, look for our Lord in the tabernacle.